Welcome everybody. Shir number 1336. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lirafur Shalem Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana Lirafur Shalem Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to our malacha of sifting. The Ma'abed actually is, we would like to go on to our next Malacha, Bezras Hashem, in the upcoming Shiurim. We're almost finished with Merakeid, and then Bezras Hashem, we want to try and get to the Malacha of Ma'abed, which has to do with tanning. Lemaisa, somebody's going to ask, what do you mean Ma'abed tanning? What do we have to do with tanning, even tanning skins? What does that have to do with anybody? But we're going to see that in the Malacha Ma'abed has to do actually with making salads, cutting vegetables, not so much the cutting of the vegetables, but putting on dressing and so on, salting vegetables, these type of things. It has to do with actually preservation, to preserve, and salt preserves, but we'll see how that comes into play, and it's actually a malacha, even though it had to do with tanning of the skins, of the hides and so on, but we're going to see how there are various different parts of it, midrabanan at least, that apply to our foods, and which comes up a lot sometimes, v'shalash sudos especially. A lot of times people have vegetables and salting and salt water and these various different type of things, how to work it, and in conjunction with the malacha of ma'abed. Okay, so first we have a few more interesting ins and outs to finish off with the malacha of merakeid sifting. But just an interesting question which could come up brings on the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas on page 522. In conjunction with, we spoke about a while back in with the merakeid, and in Borer also, in certain instances, how it applies, but straining large and distinct items from a liquid, right? We spoke about that. If there are large and distinct items, for example, I have an egg, right, floating around, or large vegetables or something along those lines, large carrot, large potato, or something like that. So we said straining out with that, the straining out those type of items would not be a problem because of the fact, just to read from the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, how he brings it down, the concept of merakeid is only applicable to the sifting or straining of proper mixtures. As explained, like we spoke about a while back, merakeid is the act of removing impurities from a mixture. Large objects in a liquid are not considered to be truly mixed in the liquid. Therefore, using a sieve or a strainer to remove these large objects would not be merakeid. That's an interesting point. Now, we saw another sfarim also, they brought that down from the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos. Even he brings down from the sand, if something got mixed up in like loose sand or something like that, a large item also would not be a problem. So it's an interesting point to keep in mind. He does say, by the way, if somebody, for example, somebody's ring fell into sand, that would be problematic, obviously sifting that out. But he brings down, there's a Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, just to go through that real quickly, finishing off. He says a woman's ring, which is a small item, right, fell into a children's sandbox while she was watching them play, or whatever the case is, may not sift through the sand. You can't sift the sand on Shabbos when any kind of sifting device, or even a toy sifter, right? You'll say, well, I have a toy sifter, it's only a toy. No, you can't do that either to retrieve the ring. However, he does bring down, she may run her fingers through the very loose sand of the sandbox in an effort to locate the ring. That's how he brings it down. In other words, to run fingers through the very loose sand, if it's loose sand, in an effort to locate the ring. If the sandbox became hardened, he brings down, if the sandbox did become hardened or stiff, crushing it on Shabbos involved the malacha of toichein. So you have to be careful with that. Now, I just want to add one thing, which he brings down, Taka, that he says a woman whose ring, like we just said, the small line of jewelry, fell into a sandbox, may not sift it out, right? So that's what we spoke about, because to do so would be merakeid. Moreover, sand is also muksa. In general, sand is muksa, and the sifting process invariably involves handling and moving of muksa sand. However, in our case that we just spoke about, however, sand that was previously designated, assuming that the sand for the children to play in was previously designated for use on Shabbos, which we're not going to get into all those halachas right now, but it was previously designated for the use on Shabbos, it would not be muksa. In such a case, one may handle the sand and search through it to find the missing item. So that's important to keep in mind. It has to be sand that's not muksa. Again, that was designated for children to play in, loose sand and so on. All right, so that's just an important thing to keep in mind if it does happen. Okay, so now just getting back a minute to what we were talking about with the large items, like we mentioned. So therefore, interesting thing to keep in mind, as somebody has a slotted spoon, they're using a slotted spoon. So we spoke about a spoon with holes. A slotted spoon is a problem on Shabbos, right? Because let's say I want to take my coleslaw and drain it out, so that you can't do. I want to drain out the soup, whatever, right? I'll take the slotted spoon, so that we can't do. But when it comes to large items, he brings down, therefore, one, to bring an example, well, it is permitted to remove eggs or large pieces of vegetables, for example, big pieces of carrots, big potatoes, parsnip, or the like. Again, if it's large items, if they're cut up into small little pieces, then no, you can't do it. But if they're large items, especially in the case of an egg, big potato, or something like that, with a slotted spoon from a pot of soup would be okay. That's how he brings it down. One is permitted to remove eggs or large pieces of vegetables, carrots, potatoes, parsnips, with a large spoon from a pot of soup. Again, he brings this down on page 522. Another case here, which we did talk about in the past also, one may remove a contact lens from a soaking solution with a small perforated holder, which holds the lens in the solution, which we spoke about also, because again, it's one large item. Regarding the use of a slotted spoon, serving soup or removing salad, shalom, whatever. Okay, so that we spoke about also in the past. But just keeping in mind, when it's large items, things are much easier, and using the spoon or somebody has to strain it out or whatever the case is, would be okay, again, with large items, because of the fact that it's not a mixture. Okay, one last case he brings down, the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos on page 517. He says, so freshly, brings it down from the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, not going to get into the whole thing, just real quickly to end off. Freshly pressed grape juice, ordinarily, not on Shabbos, they didn't press it, they did it before Shabbos. Freshly pressed grape juice, for example, that was done before Shabbos, ordinarily contains a fair amount of natural sediment, fine particles of pulp, again, like the pulp we saw with the orange juice, which most people do not mind, they don't mind drinking, therefore straining the juice to remove the cloudiness of the drink, and make it clear, would be permitted with the proper straining tool. Again, if it's, as long as it's something whereby most people will drink it. And in conjunction with that, I'm just going to add, obviously, if somebody's an Issin, this very sensitive, and they can't drink these type of things. So for them, that would taka be a problem. And then we spoke about putting the cloth over the drink if need be, or so on. Those are various different ways of working with it if it's really bad. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch Kol Tuv.